Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
T.J. Miller tweets at not T.J. Miller. That's your at not T.J. Miller. C.J., what's your Twitter handle?
At C.J. Sullivan.
But what's your Instagram?
Underscore.
And what's your Instagram?
Oh, C.J. Sullivan was taken.
Yep.
Oh, was taken. Okay. Yeah.
Right. And we're not the guys with that went in and said, real T.J. Miller and real C.J. Sullivan.
Yeah, you are not T.J.
We just were honest about the fact that somebody got there first.
Who has T.J. Miller at T.J. Miller?
Where was this? I got it.
I have C.J. Sullivan wasn't taken. That's an underscore. That's what I have.
We're in a heavy lawsuit against each other. So we can't really talk about it.
It makes it uncomfortable on the road a little bit, but at the same time,
T.J. Miller must have a lot of followers.
We both complain about lawyer fees to one another. No, at T.J. Miller was this woman. I want to see if she's even still, because I used to read her tweets.
Yeah.
But she was this woman that worked in some weird tech.
Probably 100,000 followers thing, because of your name.
But I can't even. Yeah. Oh, some guy started. For the first time, somebody started. I'm also sponsored by Lids.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say I went to Lids.
Oh, okay.
And I got a Steelers hat.
Oh,
clear
man.
Out the next half hour.
Yeah. All right.
Man, that
and
is
then,
really cool.
Clear out the next half hour talking Lids.
I was going to get a
Vikings hat, all but right. Lids doesn't carry it because no one cares.
Obviously.
So I got you the Funny Bone. So I got you a Funny Bone hat because when I asked about a Vikings hat, it tickled their Funny Bone.
Really?
That somebody would ask such a thing. I had my first.
Oh, you are sponsored by Lids?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the old school MTV hat you have on.
That's actually New Era because they're trying
Oh, sorry.
No. New Era's trying to angle in on the whole hat endorsement thing.
Oh, really?
Are yeah, you because sure I'm wasn't... Lids loyal. Hashtag Lids loyal.
Mm-hmm.
But at T.J. Miller, I had my first T.I. Miller was an impersonating account that started scamming people and DMing them.
Really?
Saying, hey, I'm doing charity work with kids.
Oh.
If you can send some money
way. People are horrible.
Really bad stuff. So we got them kicked off the whole thing. But at T.J. Miller now, the account is suspended. So maybe she stopped and somebody else
grabbed it.
How
do you go about stopping that stuff? How do you get a hold of someone
at
Twitter?
You report it to Twitter, but you know people are so awful to you on Twitter so often. And by the way, I mean,
but you can't
pick up the phone. About Twitter. Twitter won't. I mean, there are some very high-profile people that are bullies and say abusive and hateful things, and they have not been suspended from Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And then other people that
some
just
of them are
Twitter
still in the White House.
Right. Yes, they are.
Omarosa. And no, but they, you know, there's this weird thing where it's up to them. They'll decide who they want to suspend or ban. And so, you know, I've reported some people that are just vicious, and they don't do anything. And then other people will report them, and they do something. And then I know people that don't really say anything that's outside the realm of free speech, and it isn't abusive and hateful, and they get suspended.
Well, how's it affect, like, I mean, because when you go for jobs, somebody hears something about you, there's somebody that has to be able to clear things up for you professionally immediately, right? I mean, like big people are not going to care what they think you said on Twitter. I mean, Spielberg's not on Twitter, right? Exactly. So I'm just saying, does it affect your job getting if somebody screws with your name?
I mean, no, nobody is kind of, you know,
they know
having
it's not
a
you.
Fake account
Got
follow.
It.
And a lot of, you know, this guy has been harassing me on Twitter and he said, you just watch. I'm going to get this Lids endorsement deal taken away. It's like Lids just gets the joke.
Yeah.
I was drunk.
And they said.
I was a little drunk.
You were pissed off no Viking stuff.
That's right. But I noticed, I realized your handle, Lady Legs 22. So,
New Era number one fan.
Yes. Vikings deserve more. At Vikings deserve more.
Are you sure there just wasn't so much demand for the Viking hat?
Yeah, they laughed.
No,
they laughed.
Positive. Yeah, he was like,
I was with him, and they were like, no, not, you're in the wrong territory for that. But yeah, we did have to seek out, and he said, the guy at the lid said this was an extra large Steelers
hat. I got a big
Steelers
noggin.
Hat.
I got a big noggin.
You have a big noggin, so
thank
hopefully
you,
it fits.
Colleen was not going to let us walk out of there with a medium,
large flex fit. She knows my head. She knows my head.
He's got a big head, and I'm not talking about his ego. Physically, he is top heavy.
Physically, he's got a big head. Exactly.
The man at the lids in Minnesota said, I have an unfortunate sized head.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
So do you not get a cap to fit you then?
Cap to fit. If lids can't fit you, I'm in trouble. Yeah. Oh. I mean, that is their business.
How'd you get a lids endorsement? I know you wear hats, but I hope to God
the lids in Minnesota have a Viking hat.
You would think, but they were fresh out. All Eagle hats. Was weird.
All right. No.
No. You can't stand it. You get a lids endorsement just by thinking it's funny that there are so many lids.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Mall of America, you can see a lids when you're standing in another lids. And so I started joking about it.
They're like the Starbucks of hats.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so yeah. I started saying, you know, every place I go, I always find the local lids and I hang out at the lids.
So they sent me some free hats.
And then I shouted them out. And they were like, anything you want, whenever. So they sent me all these really cool customized hats.
Cool.
And then they've just been great. And I'm, you know, they help me do giveaways and I do charity stuff, raffle stuff with their hats.
The check come with that
and
too?
I really do.
Not nearly as high enough for how much you talk about lids.
I know.
You give them so much publicity.
Yeah. Not getting paid a lot. I'm getting paid in hats.
Got it.
I can turn around and sell on the streets.
You should get them customized with the new era logo though.
I think that's one line lids won't cross.
Or the opposite. Have a new era, give you a lids hat.
So that's cool.
Yeah, they'll do it. They're like, come on, we're living in a new era.
You tweet out you're going to be on our show yesterday, and you mentioned a couple different stories you wanted to tell. I forget what they were. One was about
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
How the Vikings are not appreciated in Nebraska.
By lids.
I beg to differ with you, but I'm not in the mood to argue.
You said something about Bieber you wanted to tell me about. You'd actually met Bieber, right?
Yeah, sure.
Your famous travels.
So I was in Atlanta doing a major motion picture called Office Christmas Party.
Love all. We haven't seen you in person since that.
That's a great one.
Man, that movie makes me laugh so much.
And it's just a great cast.
By the way,
everybody in that is so
the
good.
Sled. Are you on the sled?
They wouldn't let me be on the sled. Physical comedy is one of my specialties.
Yeah, but that's death-defying, that sled thing.
Sort of. I could have done it. I'm on it in the beginning, but the actual fall had to be somebody else. But here's what they did that was so frustrating.
The sled is great.
So when I get up after I fall off the sled, I kind of, I'm dazed and I do my line. Well, what I was doing was I was jumping and slamming against the file cabinet and falling to the ground.
Got it.
And then getting up so that it would match, so that it would look. Well, they didn't use that, and they knew that they weren't going to. So they all just watched me slam myself against a filing cabinet over and over again. And Kate thought it was so funny because it looked like a ghost was picking me up and throwing me against the file cabinet. And they just didn't use it, and they didn't tell me. And so it's one of those moments where you realize the entire the crew and the directors were just like, yeah, let him keep doing it.
I think
he's
we might talk
idiot.
To you on the phone about that. You said, I think you told us before that Jennifer Aniston was pretty cool with you. She was cool.
She was awesome.
And was Bateman cool?
Yeah, Bateman's cool.
Because Ozark is the best.
Ozark's great.
It's the best. Man.
And he said, look, I'm doing this movie. He's a guy who's kind of was like, I'm sort of tired of acting. Sort of say, I like directing, but acting, you just sit around, you wait, you don't have any. But he's been acting for so long.
He was a kid, man.
Yeah. And
on
so,
a sitcom.
But he said, he was doing Office Christmas Party so that he could do Ozark.
I think Ozark's some of his funniest work to do.
Yeah. I'm finally done with the second season. It's a laugh riot, isn't it?
So he did it to
make the money to do Ozark?
Yeah,
is how that works? Okay.
Yeah, and he stayed in Atlanta, though, 11 months that year.
To do Ozark.
And because it was Ozark plus Office Christmas Party.
Yeah.
So he just rarely sees his family. And he's got this great family.
That's the dream.
But they got to come.
He did it, huh?
He did it.
He worked so hard so
Office
he could
Christmas
not
Party,
see his family.
The thing about Office Christmas Party, what I liked it, is that when you see the previews, you're thinking, oh, my God, I hope the movie is as good as the previews. Because, you know, we all know that sometimes that's not true. But the movie,
really?
Yeah, really, obviously. But that movie,
Revelation by Tyler.
You don't get
the movie's funny.
Emoji movie. What you see is what you get. get.
The movie's actually
I saw Office Christmas Party on a Tuesday at like 11:30
in the theater, right?
And it was packed.
Yeah, yeah.
In the theater. Like, it was like a week before Christmas that year.
That's the kind of movie you can just stop on now if you see it.
Exactly.
Whatever scene's on, it's going to be funny. Right.
And you know, She's Out of My League is the same way, but
definitely She's Out of My League, yeah.
It's so strange that Office Christmas Party is now going to be something. I've heard people say, we're going to watch that every Christmas. Yep. That's our new Christmas routine.
It's the Christmas vacation of Chevy Chase. It will be.
Yeah, so as Christmas rolls around every year, people are going to kind of
kids love a good cocaine in the air story. You know?
It's always good for the kids. Of it. Right, exactly.
The story.
So Bieber.
So I was in Atlanta. And
cocaine in the air. Bieber, go.
Go.
Mommy, what's cocaine do in the air? Ask your dad.
So ask your father. we're eating dinner, and suddenly these two kind of MMA-looking guys sort of are hovering over the table. I'm kind of going, do they want to talk? What do they want?
Who are you with dinner at? With what?
With Kate, okay. And then this very irritating studio executive who purportedly was much more important than he was, and then I found out he kind of helps shred documents.
Okay.
And so I, you know, we're at dinner, we're talking to this guy, and I'm going, who are these guys? And then suddenly, these sort of mixed martial arts looking guys split, and in between them walks in this little lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey, you're famous, right? You're from Deadpool, and you're on Silicon Valley. And I said, yeah, kind of. And then I look closer, and I realize, oh my God, that's not a lesbian. That's Justin Bieber. That's Justin Bieber. And so I say to him, I go, yeah, you have a talk show and you dance all the time, right? And he did not think that was funny. He wasn't into that joke. I think he'd heard that before. So he's actually a really cool guy. He's a really cool guy.
Well, Kate McKinnon does a great Bieber on SNL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Truly, truly. Yeah. And she was an Office Christmas
party. That's right.
She's great. Yeah. She's so funny. And anyway, so he... You know, he ended up, he's a great guy. He invited us to his concert in Atlanta. He said, you can become VIP, go into the green room. And we said, do you want to come to our Justin Bieber concert? Yeah. Right. The only problem is you have to come to a Justin Bieber concert. No, but, he invited us. And Kate and I kind of went, yeah, the only time we would ever go to a Justin Bieber concert is if we were invited by Justin Bieber.
That's true.
And so we went there, and it actually was... It was pretty tough because he's been famous for so long, and there was no one else there. We were his only friends. He didn't have anybody else that was there. He was totally alone, surrounded by his
people,
masseuse and his yoga
MMA
instructor,
guys.
Meditation person. The MMA guys are his bodyguards.
Yeah. Was hanger on dad even around?
It was free champagne, so we double fisted Moat.
Yeah.
But
tragic story.
It was a tragic story. It's tragic. You have more friends than he does.
Did you have to walk around and go out and watch the show?
CJ's actually got friends. He just doesn't care for them.
Could you stay backstage?
I can't afford them the way Bieber can.
Did you have to watch the show? That's what sucked.
We watched the show, but it was worth watching because Kate and I were so drunk we were belting out the words to songs that we didn't know. So we were just guessing. But everybody in the audience was like a woman in their 30s or 40s, a white woman in their 30s or 40s, and there were just tens of thousands of them. And to behold so many women in their 40s.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you weren't at an Ellen DeGeneres show? It sounds like a Bieber concert at all.
Yeah. I don't know. Ellen can't dance like he did. I mean, he was really, it was really a great show. We had a fun time. But then at the end, he does all these meet and greets with kids that are, make a wish level.
So he does good things.
He does great things. And then at the end, we're like, all right, well, we're going to go. And he was so nice. He goes, well, do you guys want a t-shirt? And we were like, yeah. We want a t-shirt.
Prefer a lid, but...
Yeah, I was like, I'm sponsored by Lid, so it's a good thing you didn't offer me a hat. I can't take that. I'm legally obliged to not take that. So we took a t-shirt, and then he was like, all right, well, I'll see you around. And then I texted with him much later, and he said, I think you would love to do a movie. That's a guy who's been doing it so long that he's got to be kind of bored.
Yeah.
By touring. And we asked him, we said, well, where do you live? Do you have a house in Los Angeles? Yeah. Do you live in New York? And he said, he kind of looked at us and went, well, I don't really live anywhere. I kind of live on the bus. I just go from place to place. So he's really
I thought he had a house where he TP'd the neighbors.
He did, but he might not be there often.
Calabasas.
He's on the, he's on the tour all the time.
I don't think he's there that often, but you're right. He may have TP'd the neighbors. Isn't that a sad thing that he was like, I just want to be a regular kid? And it doesn't. It's national news, and they sued him, and he had to settle.
Yeah.
All the great things, but it is. It's a tragic story, CJ.
Except he's worth a zillion dollars.
CJ needs, somebody gets CJ
doesn't know how to
a
be
wet
a
wipe.
Kid.
Somebody gets CJ a wet wipe. That's he's crying. He's tearing up.
That's from the Hog Wild.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
That's from the Hog Wild.
Part two.
TJ Miller with us.
Here's another.
I'm good.
Bad throw.
So you're on the I know you're currently on tour. It looks like you're out of your weekend, but from the social media, right?
Touring in perpetuity, and it's been great. I mean, that was the idea, is that... You know, and if you look at a lot of the films that are coming out right now, Kate and I play a game when we go and see a movie is when they're showing the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
The previews, we kind of play a game called Would You Be in That Movie?
Got it.
And so many of them would say absolutely no.
Right.
And
we turn something down?
There's just not. Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff. Kumail Nanjiani is doing a film that I don't think, you know, I don't know that it was going to get to a point where they offered it to me, but it wasn't something that I was pining to do.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in my life, I don't want to do a bad film. I've been really lucky to be in so many things that people love.
Right.
And so...
But you don't know that going in, do you, sometimes?
That was the Big Sick, right? Yeah. They offered you that role, the Big Sick?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly.
His story,
I said, I don't play sick. I can only play healthy or small. So there was nothing doing for Big Sick.
All right.
And I had decided, hey, I'm finally at a place where I can live in New York. That's almost impossible to get to that place. And I can do stand-up, something that I love and have always wanted to become great at. And, and be able to see Colleen and come be in studio eating barbecue with my Hog Wild homies.
But I understand that. This is a good weekend, but sometimes you're the Best Western in Spokane. You didn't seem like you liked that. Does that bug you sometimes?
No, I mean...
On stage, you're having fun.
Sometimes you're walking into a mall in West Nyack, looking for New York, and you're kind of going, what is life, you know? But, it's great. West I feel really lucky. People come to see me. I'm selling out all over the United States. We're going to Scandinavia in October. Not CJ. And I, but Kate and I are going. And
well, we were pigging a park.
We were pigging park. We went to the pig out in the park, and it was, but it's been really good. That this is how you become a great stand-up comedian, is you just hit the bricks and grind it out. And I'm touring all the way through March. I started in March, and then I'll continue on after that. And then if a good film comes along. Or if it's television, I'd like to write it and produce it.
That's what I was thinking about TV.
To kind of
with the way Netflix is nowadays, there's so much stuff out there. Right?
Whenever
right.
you start to feel down, whenever you read something bad about yourself, you can always say, you realize how few people in the world can play I Would Be in That Movie.
Yeah.
Because Tyler and I can't play that game.
I'd be in that movie.
Because
we
can't act.
Well, it depends on the type of movies you're watching.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I could be in that movie.
There's internet sites where you're like, I could be in that movie.
I could watch those.
No, most of those movies we couldn't be in.
With a t-shirt. The guys with the t-shirt have sex.
Because there's a gut and a tiny penis.
That's where
we couldn't be in that movie.
I'm not watching those
movies. You're wearing those weird Eyes Wide Shut masks. Yeah, no. I don't think that's the way to go.
No.
No, very, very lucky to do that, but also lucky to do stand-up and draw people and have people who have fun. I get to tour with one of my best friends who considers me a very close acquaintance.
Yeah.
And you know, so I
how'd you know
kind of
how'd you meet CJ? How'd you meet CJ?
Version of
did you know TJ before he's famous?
Yeah.
What's that? We came up in Chicago together
years ago. Okay, so now you got you don't care that he's a big famous guy.
I don't care for it, to be honest.
I don't care for it.
You wouldn't care if I wasn't.
He used to play that game, am I in this movie? Yeah. Where was I 2 years ago? Wait a minute. Am I in this?
And so, I'm waiting for a film that makes sense and would be great. And in the meantime, this was always the plan, was to be a stand-up comic.
There's got
to
be some scripts on the table, though, that you've been...
I mean, I got to be honest with you. There's not a lot of stuff...
That you want to be in.
The thing that I was looking at was called Stuber, and it was about a stupid Uber driver named Stu who gets David Batista, the wrestler, who's playing a cop that just got LASIK and is having trouble seeing, so he can't drive, and he commandeers this Uber. Yeah. It's a lot like Ride Along or Ride Along 2 or Ride Along 3.
Got it.
Or Dude, Where's My Car? The LASIK Redux. And so I got to be honest with you. I didn't think that that was going to be Golden Globe material. And so I sort of...
The title's the best part of that movie.
But they made it. That movie's made.
It's made?
Yeah. It is.
Kumail's in it.
Oh, that's the one Kumail's going to be in.
Without Lyft driver.
Literally the Lyft driver.
Did you, you still
Drifter budge? With a Y. All right. Tokyo Drifter. Yeah.
Oh, Tokyo Lifter.
That movie's made, huh?
Baby Lifter.
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
So we'll see what the deal is. I mean, maybe, you know, Kumail's great. David Bautista's great.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't a film that I was like, ooh, if only.
Right.
But, you know, stuff like Ready Player One or Underwater, those are really fun. And you guys know me. I'm not a guy who's like, I just need my chance to prove my dramatic chops, you know, finally to be in the Oscar race. I don't care about that, but I do want to be in interesting movies that people like, and then we'll persevere.
And you have been lucky. There's some good stuff.
And if I'm not doing that, then I would really like to
do stand-up. Do stand-up. You can see it. Well, if you got tickets, you can see it. Do stand-up this weekend in Omaha.
You can see me, and I'll be back.
But where can people find your dates?
The anniversary of Columbine.
The rest of the country, where can people find your dates?
TJ Miller does not have a website.com. Jeez. I am at not TJ Miller. Instagram, I am at Teenage Millionaire, because that's how I dress. And you can find me on Tumblr, and then immediately tell yourself, why am I on Tumblr?
All right.
And Facebook, I'm on there. But all the dates are at tjmillersnotofawebsite.com.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.